Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes giant curveballs. We all know things happen, right? Ups and downs, sunshine and storms, good times and, well, tough times. And today, we're diving headfirst into one of those tougher experiences. Grief and loss. It's something almost everyone faces at some point, and let me tell you, it can feel like the world just turned upside down. But here is the thing, amidst all that chaos, there's a powerful force within us that can help us weather the storm. Resilience. That's what we're exploring today, how to build that inner strength to not only survive grief, but actually thrive in its aftermath. Listen, I get it. Grief isn't some neat little package you just unpack and put away. It's messy, complicated, and honestly, sometimes downright unfair. There are no magic words or quick fixes, but there are tools we can learn, practices we can adopt to help us navigate this challenging terrain. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. First up, embrace those feelings. Yeah, I know, easier said than done when your heart feels like it's breaking. But bottling things up only makes them fester. Allow yourself to cry, to scream into a pillow if that's your thing, to feel the full weight of what you're going through. It's okay to not be okay. Second, find your tribe. Think about those people who truly get you, who have walked a similar path, or even just offer a listening ear without judgment. Connect with them, share your story, and let their support be a lifeline. You don't have to go through this alone. Ever felt like you were drowning in grief and needed someone to throw you a rope? That's where your support system comes in. They might not have all the answers, but they'll be there with you every step of the way. Third, honor their memory in a meaningful way. This could be anything from creating a scrapbook filled with cherished memories to planting a tree in their name or simply taking some time each day to reflect on the lessons they taught you. Keeping their spirit alive in your heart and actions is a beautiful way to keep their love close. Fourth, practice self-care like it's going out of style. Grief can be exhausting, both physically and emotionally. Make sure you're eating nourishing food, getting enough sleep, moving your body even if it's just a gentle walk, and doing things that bring you joy, even if it feels hard at first. And finally, remember that healing is not linear. There will be good days and bad days, moments of clarity, and times when the grief feels overwhelming again. Be patient with yourself, allow for those fluctuations, and know that progress doesn't always look like a straight line upward. Sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back. But keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine someone losing their beloved pet, a furry companion who brought endless joy into their life. The pain of that loss is real and raw. They might feel overwhelmed by sadness, anger, even guilt. But through it all, they find solace in sharing stories about their pet with friends and family. They create a memory box filled with cherished toys and photos. They volunteer at an animal shelter, finding purpose in helping other animals find loving homes. These small acts of remembrance and connection help them navigate the grief journey. They may not fully erase the pain, but they provide a sense of purpose, healing, and hope for the future. So remember, building resilience through grief isn't about forgetting or suppressing your feelings, it's about honoring them, learning from them, and ultimately finding strength in their midst. Take that first step today, reach out to someone you trust, write down those memories, find a way to honor the one you've lost. You're stronger than you think, and you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need a little extra support right now. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, chaos doesn't have to be a story. Choose calm, choose resilience, and choose peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.